And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Plumbing and Heating, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. I've got a great show today for you. My guests today are County Supervisor Craig Brown. We've got Sergeant Johnson, Dale Hormuth with Crooked Canes, Art, and more. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the premier heating, cooling, and plumbing contractor in Yavapai County, is now hiring. If college is not for you, if you've been thinking about a job or career change, or just interested in beginning to earn now, buy that car or begin saving for whatever you have your sights set on. Come into a trade with high-paying prospects. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, your trusted heating, cooling, and plumbing partner, can be trusted for exceptional on-the-job training, resulting in a rewarding, well-paid career. Call 928-567-2200 today for more information.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
Varicose veins or legs that ache or feel heavy shouldn't keep you from doing what you love to do. The Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center can get you back to your favorite activity. Our team specializes in diagnosing and treating vein disease, a serious vein-related circulation problem. YRMC's Vein Center will customize your therapy. If a procedure is needed, you'll undergo a state-of-the-art non-surgical treatment right at the Vein Center, and your care will be provided by a skilled vascular medicine specialist with the highest certification for care of the arteries and veins. An exceptional vascular medicine specialist and team, a customized approach to vein health, and the most advanced non-surgical treatments. The Vein Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
Napa Know-How.
This month, Napa's got all kinds of motor oil deals that can save you some serious cash. Like a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $16.49. With savings like that, you may start feeling like a VIP. But don't let it go to your head. These oil deals are for everyone. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 8/31/20.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and today I have a great lineup. Like I said, we'll be talking to Supervisor Craig Brown. How are you, Mr. Brown?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Lorette, for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. There's so much to talk about, so much that your office is doing right now, especially during this pandemic. And you guys have been really wonderful during all this.
Well, thank you. We appreciate the recognition. You know, as chairman of the Board of Supervisors, I'm currently, you know, paying especially attention to our proclamation, which gives me a exceeding powers beyond what we normally would have. So it's interesting keeping up with, you know, our folks over in health services and making sure that we're getting all the information we're supposed to be getting and give it out to the public. So some kind of a benefit to them.
Right. We're, like you said, we're receiving daily updates from you and from your, you know, from you guys, which is really fantastic that we all get, you know, what's happening day by day.
Well, you know, it's interesting. If we have right now approximately 1,700 people that have been affected by COVID-19, and we don't know how many recovered. And that's would be an interesting number, because if you have 1,700 and then you've got, say, 1,400 of those recovered, that means there's only 300 people walking around out there with COVID-19.
Absolutely.
So it would be a number that we would like to know. Unfortunately, it takes a lot of time to check and see if people have recovered or not, trying to catch up with them. And we're working with NACOG right now to put together another team, so actually hopefully we'll step up the acquisition of the numbers of those recovered. So we're doing that. Second thing I pay attention to a lot is not just the recoveries, but the infection rate, obviously. That's obvious.
Right.
But what we really pay attention to is how good do we have coverage by our hospitals. When we hit about 40 or 50 cases in a hospital, in our hospitals, then we start to hit a range of where we're getting close to we can't handle that many and we need to bring in more resources. Right now, I think it's today, we're at 26. So when it gets up to 30, I start getting nervous.
Absolutely. Is there a reason that you think, because a lot of us have our, you know, our ideas why our numbers are spiking. People are saying the testing arm, people are saying there's visitors coming in from out of town.
Well, you know, I'm not one that, you know, buys into some of these explanations. In some of these cases, you know, I think we do a pretty good job of distancing. Most people are wearing masks and washing their hands. So we're all conscious of it.
Right.
I think it's the business owners when we get people into confined areas. Like we're in right now, you and I are over 6 feet apart. And Bill's over here, the engineer. He's, you know, 3 or 4 feet away. But I know he's using hand sanitizer all the time. So.
And a disinfectant spray.
So, you know, we're all trying to do a little bit, you know, to make sure that we try and keep things as sanitary as possible. We don't want to spread it on to anybody, obviously, and so we're wearing our masks and doing the things we need to do, and I think that has major effect. And here in Yavapai County, we've been lucky because we haven't had the infection rate that most places, you know, in a more urban setting would have, like they have down in Phoenix. So.
Right. And then, you know, with everything changing, how do you see Chino Valley changing? What's the future of Chino Valley?
Chino Valley, my favorite place, you know, that's my district surrounds Chino Valley, and Chino Valley is actually a part of it. You know, I go to all the council meetings as I can and try and participate with the council as much as possible. I think the county's responsibility on the outskirts of the area primarily, you know, has to do with roads.
Right.
So we're keeping our roads up to a certain standard. Unfortunately, the folks in Chino Valley decided they didn't want to, you know, have a tax to support the roads at this time. And unfortunately, I think roads and the infrastructure in Chino Valley is going to be one of the tough nuts to crack in the future. So if they could get that going, then I think we'd have some more development that would take place, jobs and things like that. But then you have to say to yourself, do you really want to get more people coming to Chino Valley? And everybody's got to choose the balance.
Yeah, and those are hot topics, you know, especially for our town council. That's some of the things and that people are really either against it or for it. You know, they either want to grow Chino Valley or they don't.
That's true. It's very true. And we got a lot of seniors, you know, that live in Chino Valley. And I wanted to mention that the Yavapai Regional Transit is, you know, very good about taking people back and forth to Prescott.
Absolutely.
And Prescott Valley. And they do a heck of a job for, you know, those folks that are shut-ins and normally don't have transportation to go anywhere. So wanted to give the Romleys, who run that operation, give them an
attaboy. And they've been open during throughout this whole thing. So
absolutely.
So they've been really running, and they realize that people still need transportation.
Well, and they clean every one of those vans every time they make a run. So they're making sure that they're not spreading the virus. So that's, you know, Ron and Sherry do a heck of a job, I think.
Absolutely. And so tomorrow's a big day for you.
Oh,
we
yeah.
understand. So what's going on?
Well, tomorrow's election day, and I hope everybody gets out and votes. And, you know, I have been your supervisor for almost 8 years, and I try and pay attention to what's going on in the Chino Valley immediate area. And I'm the one who wrote the Second Amendment proclamation, so I'm very happy about that. I know a lot of folks out there are Second Amendment members and
right.
NRA members, so I hope they'll consider, you know, voting for me. You know, it'd be my last term because I'm getting a little old for this.
You are not getting old. Not at all.
But so, I support, you know, all the activities that go on in Chino Valley. Usually you'll see me around at either the Chino Valley events, you know, with their memory park or the seniors or the veterans events and
we
things
definitely
like that.
Do.
Fire events, things like that.
All the different events. You've
Chamber
been a great
events,
yeah,
like
you've
that.
Been a great supporter. I've seen you at all different kinds of events and you and your wife, and you've been there for ribbon cuttings and really been there to help new businesses and help them along the way.
Well, and we want to support our local businesses.
Absolutely.
You know, when we go out to dinner, we don't go to Prescott, we come to Chino Valley. And so we like to spend our money there and, you know, try and throw our cash around, if you will, you know, where it'll best be used for, you know, generating stuff for the, you know, the town. And looking forward to its, you know, getting a little larger, a little more modern, and providing a little more service.
It is. And I'm starting to even see that within. I've been at the Chamber for 3 years now, and by now I'm really seeing a difference from when I first came on board at the Chamber. We're seeing a
You're my fourth Chamber manager.
Right? I was like, we've seen a huge increase in our numbers
yes.
and just a big increase in Chino Valley businesses. So we're really starting to see Chino Valley grow and blossom.
No, and what's nice is the businesses we have in Chino Valley are mom-and-pop businesses. So they're supporting whole families.
Right.
And I look back at Tom's Print Shop, I'll use an example. Tom and his sister Wendy are great, you know, they've come out of nowhere and really are become the place to go if you want something printed from where it was, you know, years and years ago where it was a little bit obscure.
From Chino Valley, yeah. And they're one of the ones. They've received the Chamber Hall of Fame Award.
Oh, they did?
They
good
did.
For them.
They actually do so much for the community, and they give so much back towards our community that they were a well-deserving business that received the Hall of Fame Award.
Oh,
it was
that's,
the first annual one, too.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
They're well-deserved.
Well-deserved. And we've got some great businesses, too, that are just kind of popping up, new ones that are starting to kind of come up. A lot of realtors are starting to come to the area. There's just so much growth going on in Chino Valley.
Well, I saw when the Burger King, everybody was in line waiting for the Burger King to open.
There still is a massive wait there. You know, Burger King still, there's a line there. There's a line to some of the other newer restaurants, too, as well.
Sure.
It's been really great. Chino Valley, just what are some of the things that you see happening in Chino Valley?
Well, I'm hopefully that one of these days we'll find, you know, a little bit more connection with water and sewer.
Perfect.
Because I think that's what's holding back the town. You know, if we want another market, if we want another big box store or something like that, like Home Depot or whatever, we'd obviously need to have some kind of infrastructural changes.
Absolutely.
And those are the things that are necessary. Hopefully, maybe one of these days, we were talking about CP Technologies coming from San Diego with 400 jobs, possibly. And something like that out there in Old Home Manor would be great. But
absolutely.
they made the choice because of water and sewer connection.
Yep, and which is understandable. So hopefully, as Chino Valley grows, you know, we'll get our infrastructure back together and our water and sewer. So, Mr. Craig Brown, you said elections are tomorrow.
Yes.
And tell everyone where they can do, you know, just to go out and vote.
Everybody should get out and vote. Your vote centers are open. If you haven't voted already or if you still have your early voting materials at home and you want to turn them in, go by the vote centers and they can take them for you. And that way you'll get counted like everybody else. And if not, just go to the vote center and tell them who you are with some picture ID. And they'll give you a ballot, and then you can go ahead and vote.
Well, thank you so much, Craig Brown. Do you have any other last words? Words
no,
of wisdom?
No, we're looking forward to the events coming up the rest of this August. You know, I'm still waiting to find out if we're going to have a corn dinner or not, because I always like to
go to corn dinner.
I heard
it might be a drive-thru.
Drive-through corn dinner.
Yes. So everyone's being a little creative this year.
I'm very.
Well, thank you so much, Supervisor Craig Brown, for being with me today on radio. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Comfort level is a huge consideration these days when you're out shopping for your pet food and feed. That's why we offer curbside service at all of our stores for those of you who don't want to enter a crowded environment. You just call the number posted on the outside of our stores when you arrive, give our associate your order, and we'll do the shopping for you. Then we'll bring the order out to your vehicle and load it with a smile. If you really can't make it out of your house, we've got that covered too. All of our stores will be more than happy to deliver your order to your front door or barn, and we'll do whatever you feel comfortable with as far as stacking it or storing it. All you need to do is call your local Olson store, and we'll steer you through the order process. No fuss, no muss. Or you can just come into our bright and airy stores and shop to your heart's content, all the while socially distancing to your comfort level. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and Olson'sGrain.com. And remember, good enough just isn't.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days. We just talked to Supervisor Craig Brown. He was fantastic to talk to. And my next guest is sitting right here next to me, Dale Hormuth with Crooked Canes Art and More. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, ma'am, you did.
All right,
Hi, everybody.
You are always so much fun and a pleasure to have you on our show. There's so much that you guys do for the community.
Yes, ma'am.
And a lot that you guys have going on.
Yeah. We actually, this next week, we have something going on with the Community Center of Chino Valley.
Wow.
We are putting on classes for young kids, we're putting on classes for preteens, older teens, and then we're even having an adult night next week.
Wow, that's fantastic. And you guys, basically you guys have done art around the area, and you do it in your art studio.
Yes.
And you don't charge, or if you do, it's very minimal.
Yes, ma'am. We have a monthly rate going on for students.
Oh, wow.
It's $60 a month, but our rates are also reduced as well for families that have low income.
So, $60 for the month. And how often does my child come in and do, let's say, artwork or art with
you
guys?
Your child is free to come in 3 times a week. We have a different class every day of the week. Monday, we are actually closed. Tuesday is our Texture Tuesdays. So we do artwork that entails different textures.
Wow, and I love it.
Wednesdays are woodworking Wednesdays. Thursday is our fair project day, but we kind of have to switch that around because they closed the fair down.
I know, we kind of heard about that.
But I think we're just going to turn that to our resin days, playing with epoxy resin, you know.
Fun. And can any ages do this? I mean, I have a four-year-old, so would my four-year-old be able to do this? Or is there certain classes that are recommended?
Well, the classes are broken down for the ages of the students. But we generally teach anywhere from 6 to 17 years old. We prefer more of a individual who is able to do things on their own, so we're able to make our way around the classroom and help the students as they need it. But occasionally we will have young kids come in on our family days on Saturdays, and they have just as much fun as the older kids do,
I bet.
If not more.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, yeah, especially right now, you know, with everything going on, we're not sure if we're going back to school or what is happening. So I'm betting people love the fact that they can go and just do a little artwork.
Yeah, yeah. Like kids that are being put into homeschooled courses.
Right.
Our art classes actually function as your guys' art courses. So you guys don't have to spend the time to teach your children art. You guys can actually have a quiet day if you bring them to our classes. We can teach them as the parents are out having parent day, you know, and we get to help the children focus their energy and turn their problems, whatever's troubling them throughout the week, whatever, you know, turn it into something positive.
Right. Absolutely. And so you said you've got a few art classes coming up next week.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
They're going to be at the community center in Chino Valley.
Yes, ma'am.
So what? Tell me a little bit about it. Does it cost anything? Where do I sign up? And what do I expect from these art classes?
You will have to get in contact with the community center of Chino Valley. And
so with the Parks and Rec Department.
Yeah, Parks and Recs Department. And they can set you up with the classes that you would like to go to. I do know that the classes are going to be a limited number of individuals because of the whole social distancing. But we are making it a point that everybody needs art right now.
Right.
And we don't care if you're young. We don't care if you're middle age. We don't care if you're old age. We will teach you some form of art that will help you through this time of uncertainty.
Gotcha. And so in this classes, are they free? Or is there a minimal cost?
I think that they are free.
Okay.
Because we are collecting donations right now for these classes.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
And actually, the first class starts tomorrow.
Wow. Okay. So sign up fast. They have to call Parks and Rec Department
Parks
of Chino Valley. And is that first class, is it a certain age bracket or?
We're teaching the elementary school students.
Okay. So it's the younger ones.
Yes.
So if you've got a little one at home or if you've got any ages, you don't necessarily have to do this one, but if you want to get an idea of what Crooked Canes does. This would be a great opportunity for anybody to kind of come out, go to the community center, get signed up for these classes, and at least get a chance to check and see what you guys have and what you guys are up to.
Yeah, most definitely.
And if you guys do love it, like you said, you do have a membership there, $60 for the whole month,
yeah.
And that's three times a week.
Yep.
That's a deal.
Yeah.
You know, art supplies alone are expensive.
They are. They are.
I go and buy, you know, a box of Crayolas and a box of whatever. By the time you're said and done, it's, yeah. It's about add the glitter, add whatever else is there, the glue.
Yeah.
You're close to that amount.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, I have a 4-year-old, like I said, so we don't always put things away properly, or she sneaks in the middle of the night. So the next time you use that glue, it's all dried out and she's already used it all, or, you know, something happens. So when I do buy those supplies, I end up having to buy them multiple times because she's just... She'll sneak into those things or, you know, or damages them after, you know, she's learning how to use an art brush. And so, but this is a really great opportunity for anybody that's looking for something for their kids to do.
It is.
I really think that's a, you know, especially like we said, right now during COVID, there's not a whole lot going on.
Yeah.
We're uncertain with what's happening with the schools. You know,
mm-hmm.
are they going back the regular way as we knew schools were like? Or are they just doing the online thing? And these kids are dying to get out of the house.
Yep.
And I know parents are dying to get them out of the house.
Yeah.
And so this is a really great opportunity for at least, you know, like you said, three times a week.
Yeah.
Just to get them out.
Yep. And we even allow the kids to come in for a test day. It's called Free Hand Fridays.
Ooh.
They get to come in, check out what we do at the studio. And they get to experience some of the stuff that we do, and they get to experience different forms of art there, too.
Right.
Like, we teach paint, we teach drawing, we teach we teach resin pouring, we even teach woodworking.
Wow.
Like, there's no end to art. Anything that you can do, you can consider it an art.
And you guys are doing stuff on canvases, too?
Yeah.
The resin is, we did a resin class with you guys, and it was so much fun. And that was the Chino Valley Lionesses that went out there. And that was amazing. What a great time. And what a great way for us all to bond and really get together. That was kind of a great team building.
Yep.
We just did it as a whole group, and it was much needed. Like you said, everyone's been cooped up, and it was just so fun. You guys totally socially distanced all of us, and we had a good time. But we all sat there and made resin art. And what was the fun part about it is these women haven't done art in years. And some of them, most of them. And what's so funny was they were so excited about their little pieces that they did. And everyone was like showing them off, you know, the next time at a meeting and talking about it. So you guys do a lot.
Yeah, like when the Lionesses came to the art gallery, you guys were like little kids in a candy store.
Oh,
like,
they were.
Oh, my goodness. What do we get to do now?
They and it's just because I think as adults, we forget about how much fun art was.
Yeah.
You know, art is fun.
It is. It is.
Definitely a way to relieve stress, express yourself.
Yeah.
And like you said, you guys also do adult classes as well.
Yes, we do. We do occasionally we put on what we like to call Bob Ross Night.
Fun.
We kind of do oil paintings that Bob Ross would do. Sometimes we put an episode of Bob Ross on for you guys to follow along with. Or you guys can follow along with my business partner, who I have to state, he is the painter of the whole thing. I don't paint too much, but he is the painter, and he is amazing at what he does. And he is great at teaching as well.
Wow.
Like, every person has their own medium of art that clicks with them.
Right.
Like, mine personally is just drawing. I was the cheap artistic child when I was a kid because, you know, I didn't grow up all fancy schmancy. So all I had was a piece of paper and a pencil. Well, what can I do with a piece of paper and a pencil? I can create my own universe.
And you definitely could. And your drawings are amazing. Definitely you can see your artwork at Crooked Canes. You guys also display artwork of local artists as well in there.
Yes, we do.
And then also the kids' artwork.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's for sale.
Yeah, because everyone who does art has the right to show off their art. Because, you know, you got to be proud of something that you do in your life. Why not it be your art?
Right.
Because it keeps you productive. Being an artist is a productive way of continuing life, you know?
Absolutely. Like we said, there's so much to do with art. What a valuable services that you guys are providing during this time, especially, you know, like we said, kids can't get out, parents can't get out. Parents are going crazy. They want their kids out. So, Dale, how do we get a hold of you guys? Where do I get more information? It's Crooked Canes Art and More.
Yes. Crooked Canes Art and More. You can call us at 928-636-0828, or you guys can hit us up on Facebook.
That's what I was about to say.
At Crooked Canes Art and More. And we also have email at crookedcanesaz@gmail.com.
And where are you guys located?
We are located at 2235 South State Route Highway 89, Suite B5 in Chino Valley, Arizona, next to Gabby's Kitchen, the Tattoo Parlor, and the real estate office that seems to never open.
There's all kinds of stuff, yeah. There's even the hairdresser there.
Yep.
You've got some great things happening there. That little center is just developing. So if you've gone past the horse roundabout, you've gone too far.
Yeah.
So, but you can always just do your little roundabout there and head back to Crooked Canes Art and More. Well, Dale, I thank you so much for being here today.
You've given
us a lot. People can check you out on Facebook. That's probably the best place to look at to see all the different classes, everything that's going on. So Crooked Canes Art and More, thanks for everything you guys have done for our community. Dale Hormuth, and we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with two locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switch things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Gardening and you don't know where to start?
Waters In-Home Garden Service comes to you and identifies what you have and how to make it better.
Design advice, water strategies, vegetable and flower gardens, soil and food needs, and problem solving. Always problem solving.
You'll instantly be a better gardener.
All for just $200 of expert time with a coupon to fill your garden dreams without ever leaving home.
In-Home Garden Consultations from Waters Garden Center.
We can be at your home this week.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. We do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Visit Batteries Plus in store, curbside, and online for fast and reliable phone and tablet repair. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to enter the Arizona Lottery's Beat the Heat giveaway.
Babe, is that you?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Enter the eligible Heat-themed tickets for a chance to win up to 1,000 times the highest temperature.
So if it was 110 out...
That's $110,000?
Wow. Okay. Use that voice again.
Now through August 31st, enter the Beat the Heat giveaway at azplayersclub.com.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Another day, another scam warning. The Arizona Lottery is warning that con artists are trying to scam people by saying they won a recent $414 million Mega Millions jackpot.
We have gotten several calls from people across the country, all telling us the same story, that they've received emails from someone claiming to be the couple who won the $414 million Mega Millions jackpot back in June.
Lottery spokesperson John Gilliland said, as the scammers offer to privately donate $2 million to the would-be victims so they can help the less privileged. If you receive an email like this, don't click on the link in it or even respond to the email.
The multi-state lottery, which runs Mega Millions, has told us that they've seen this sort of thing in the past. And so we're asking people to recognize that this is a scam and to not click on any links that are in the email. All they do is they ask the person, the intended victim, to respond to them and let them know how the victim can receive the donation.
Sunny, hot, breezy, and dry all week with extreme fire danger, cooling overnight to a clear 62. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, warming to the low 90s Tuesday and Wednesday, 89 Thursday and Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a late night low near 69, heating up to 103 tomorrow and Wednesday, 101 Thursday and Friday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, continues in a moment on KQ&A.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways, and sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Bros. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical heating, cooling, and plumbing.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm here with my next guest. We have Sergeant Cody Johnson here with the Chino Valley Police Department. Hey, how are you today? I'm fantastic. I'm so glad that you were here today. Sergeant Johnson, you've got some great things that are going on. Lots of stuff going on at the Chino Valley Police Department.
We do, actually. We have a lot going on right now.
You guys do. You guys have been pretty busy.
We always are, and we're always trying to reach out and let the community know what we're doing and what's going on with us.
Absolutely. And so you guys have a new project that you guys are doing.
Yes, we're working with organization, a nonprofit organization called Shield 616.
Okay.
And Shield 616's entire purpose is to provide rifle rated protection for law enforcement officers. And one of the reasons why we're trying to do that, I'm sorry.
No, I'm like, wow, that's amazing that they would do that.
Yes, and they exist entirely to try and provide, to work with community members and businesses in collecting donations for law enforcement officers to purchase rifle rated kits for the officers to protect them in the event that they get into a situation where they're up against rifle fire, which does unfortunately seem to be happening a lot more with the active shooter incidents and the things that have been going on in the world lately.
Yeah, it seems like you can never be too prepared. The second that we say, oh, it'll never happen in Chino Valley, I think that's, I hear that pretty often. Oh, yeah, we don't need that. That'll never happen.
Right.
But it's best to be prepared.
Yes.
Especially we've helped you guys with the Stop the Bleed kits.
Yes.
And those you guys have put out, did you do it all the classrooms?
I believe so. Sergeant McIntyre, Josh McIntyre, headed up a lot of that.
Gotcha.
I do believe, yes, he did. We have all of those in all of the schools now, which is phenomenal. And even is in the direction of what we're trying to do with this as far as,
absolutely.
Unfortunately, a lot of our, those type of incidents that you might run into with an active shooter situation are probably going to, hopefully not. We hope it never happens. You hope
right.
you never have to. But if it does happen in a school, then that partnered with your officers being as protected as possible gives us as much going forward as possible to try and take care of the threat and handle the situation and hopefully keep as many people safe as possible.
So the Shield 616, they're the ones that, as a nonprofit, that are helping you guys.
Correct.
Kind of come together and help you guys find the funding and fundraise for this equipment that you guys are looking for.
Absolutely.
Got it.
And what they do is they give you basically the information and the they give you the paperwork and the tools to go out and meet with businesses, to reach out to the community, to let them know what you're trying to do. But then they empower the representatives from the agency, such as myself, to take it upon themselves to actually go out and meet with people.
Different organizations.
Absolutely.
And kind of explain what you guys have been doing. So you guys, what type of gear are you looking for?
So what we're looking for in working with Shield 616 is we're trying to raise the money to obtain rifle-rated armor plating for our vests that we currently wear. And these plates would be basically integrated in our current vests that we wear now. We would also be getting ballistic helmets, and we would also be trying to procure some of these sets of armor for the fire departments in the event that they have to go into a hot zone or a dangerous situation with us so that they're protected as well.
So this just goes along with what you're currently, your current vest and what it, and it kind of pairs with that.
Absolutely.
Oh, great. Okay. So there's no expense on, now that we've purchased this, now you'll need new vests or anything like that. It'll just be integrated with it.
The plates come from Angel Armor.
Oh, fantastic.
And in the event that there's different ways they can do it, They can get you the entire vest with the plates and the helmet. They can work towards getting the plates. If you have a vest system that you're already using, and our department does, our department already has an approved vest system in our uniform policy as of right now. It's the one, that's the only one we use, but it does work with this system and would then protect the officer from rifle fire in addition to handgun fire.
Got it.
And those type of ballistics.
And so how many police officers are on the Chino Valley Police Department?
We have around 30 currently.
Okay. That's still a good number.
Sworn, give or take. And for our community, we have a pretty good number. We have
a
good number on our squads. And we're very blessed. We're very fortunate to be able to have the numbers we do and be able to provide the coverage that we have.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit more about this program. Where do I donate to? Are these people calling me, contacting me? How does it work?
So it works in several different ways.
Okay.
And it's very simple. Actually, what the easiest way to do this is to go to shield616.org, and that's shield spelled out, but then the numbers 616 altogether.org. There's a donate button right there in the middle of the page. They make it super easy. You click it. There's a drop-down box. Chino Valley, luckily enough, of the agencies they have listed on there, we're the second one down.
Well, it starts with a C, yeah. You know? So perfect.
The alphabet's on our side.
Yes, absolutely. So it's the second one that drops down.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
And you click that. It's really cut and dry. I mean, 5 minutes later, it's a short form, you know, how you're funding the donation and who you are, you know, that little bit of information about you, and it's done.
Perfect. Now, what does, like, I mean, I'm definitely not a police officer, so I don't know. I bet your uniforms do cost a pretty penny. But what does, you know, like the plate cost, and what does a helmet like that cost?
Well, in total right now, in talking with Shield 616 to get all of our sworn officers outfitted with the equipment we're looking for,
right,
and get some full kits for the fire department, around 2 to 3 per station we're hoping for, we're looking at just right around or just over $30,000 is what we're trying to make
completely
our way up
doable
to, is what
absolutely
they, yep, and that's the number that Shield 616 gave me when I spoke with them initially.
So for all the officers plus the fire department to really be able to provide this protection, you guys are looking to fundraise about $30,000. So
that's the goal, as it, and it may be give or take one way or the other.
Right.
That's where we're seeing it at this point.
And it's absolutely much needed, like you said. We may not need it today, but there may be a time when we want you guys to be well protected and
absolutely
be able to go into the line of fire and deal with anything. As I mean, we've been pretty lucky in Chino. We haven't had the riots or anything going on, you know.
Right. And we always try to, I mean, you always hopeful for the best. You want to prepare for the worst and hope that you never have to.
Absolutely. Hope that you never have to go through any of that whatsoever. So it is called Shield 616, and you guys are fundraising, and you're hoping to at least get $30,000 and just out of donations, and I think you guys can do it. You definitely, everyone loves the police department. You guys get all the snacks. I'm telling you what, I'm going to go down there for lunch, you know.
And that's what led me to hear kind of a nice story to that real quick.
Absolutely.
I going out in the community, I am going in businesses, walking around, you know, going in, getting a drink, anything I do, I'm constantly being approached by people that are thanking me for what I do.
Right.
They're telling me how much they appreciate us, what we do. And in turn, I'm trying to let them know how much I appreciate them. And it's making me, it's caused us to realize that we have an outstanding community of really good, caring people that, again, as I said, kind of led to this, to us reaching out on Facebook, the Chino Valley Police Department Facebook page. There's a posting regarding this. We just kind of put our heads together and thought, with this amazing community we have, we really need to be reaching out to them. They are phenomenal people that
And we're very, Chino Valley is such a tight-knit community as well, so everyone's excited and wants to work together and especially help you guys at any, you know, like I said, you probably get waved at a lot, you know, in your cars.
All the time.
Which kind of makes me laugh because I'll know that I'm passing a cop pretty quickly when I see somebody on the other direction waving, and that's my sign to slow down. I'm like, oh, okay, I better start slowing down, but...
I think it's great, though. I honestly told one of my other sergeants one morning when we were changing shifts, and I said, you know, the hard thing is I feel bad when it's at the last second and you hope they saw you wave back. You know, you try to catch, you know, because you've got so much going on. You're trying to go to a call. You're doing whatever you're doing, and you try to make sure to wave as many people as you can.
Exactly.
Sure that you know that they know you. Hey, I see you.
I see you.
It's hard sometimes. You're like, oh, I hope he saw that. That was kind of the last second, but you know.
Absolutely. All right. So where do we get this information? Sergeant Cody Johnson, where do we get this information? How do we support you? And what was that website we go to one more time?
Primarily, you would want to go to SHIELD 616. That's SHIELD, the numbers 616, all together, .org. Go to donate. Go to Chino Valley PD. And it's all there for you. Otherwise, on their website, there's a way to mail in donations. Through their website has all the information, and we have flyers on the Chino Valley Police Department Facebook page. They are actually in the posting for this information.
And this is for protective gear for you guys. So
Absolutely. Let's
all rally up and try to help Chino Valley Police Department get to that goal of $30,000. And you definitely have our support.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So, and where do they get a hold of you?
You can reach me anytime. If I'm not there, you can leave a voicemail. 636-4223, extension 1259. That's 1259. Leave me a message, and I will call you back. If you have questions, I will get back to you as fast as I can.
Perfect. Sergeant Cody Johnson today talking about SHIELD 616. Thank you so much for being here today.
Absolutely.
And we'll be back with
more on
KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Ripper Graphics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Ripper Graphics today.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
With Summerfest approaching, now is the time to get your landscaping done and beat the heat. Hi, I'm Sam from Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We carry over 50 different sizes and colors of decorative rock. We also sell fill dirt, topsoil, planter's mix, sand, boulders, and an assortment of weed cloth. So whatever your project calls for, don't sweat it. We even deliver. We're located in Prescott and Prescott Valley, or find us online at PrescottDirt.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining us today. I'm so great. We had a wonderful show, a great lineup of guests. We talked to Supervisor Craig Brown. We also talked with Dale Hormuth with Crooked Canes Art and More. And we also spoke with Sergeant Cody Johnson with the Chino Valley Police Department. Here's where you're going to take out your calendars, and believe it or not, there is upcoming events. August 22nd, Wine, Bites, and Cruise. The key word is cruise. It is a drive-through. There is 7 different restaurants plus entertainment, so you're going to go to Olson's Grain in Chino Valley, drive-through, collect 15 plus samples of all different kinds of food, plus your beer, plus your wine, plus Scooter's Coffee will be there, and Coca-Cola will be there as well. So all kinds of goodies, wonderful way to support your community, just a great takeout night. Tickets are $30 per person, and you can purchase your tickets at chinovalley.org. That's chinovalley.org. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day, on 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Plumbing & Heating, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.